Hello, everybody. Welcome to the No Onions podcast, where we talk to actors, producers, filmmakers, directors, crew members, craft services, fans, and anyone else about their unpopular opinions about popular productions. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media at No Onions Podcast with Corey John. Now, today, I have a special guest with us. This person hails from Spartanburg, South Carolina. She is an entrepreneur and founder of Golden Revelations, CEO of Blissit Services, also a film producer with Royal Arts Media, and musical artist with Eloquent Sounds. She's also an international international model, and that is magazine and runway, brand ambassador, caterer, hostess, business student, and of course, she is an extremely talented actress with new projects, including Trading Partners and Island of Demise. But most importantly, she's a mother, doing it all to show her son it's possible to pursue your passions and get paid for doing what you love while building something real along the way. I love it, y'all. Let's give it up for Miss Jasmine Watkins. What's up, Jasmine?
Hey, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. <That was a lot. laughs> We got it in though, and it was all real. It was all real. And I'm excited to have you, right? Because a couple of things. So first and foremost, you post a lot of stuff that I think. So I don't always post every thought that I have, but you be posting it, and I'd be like, that's right, that's what I'm talking about. But we're gonna talk about that in a little bit. the other thing is, as an actor, I'm sorry, the next thing, of course, is you take this so seriously, like this whole business thing, and you do it with a smile. A lot of people do one or the other, right? Like they're either extremely serious or they're not serious. And every right. time I see you, when you go live or when you post in, you always got a smile, but you be working. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's real, real dope, real dope. I know we've only met like maybe once and a half in person before.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't really like know you, but like on social media, on Facebook, you be looking like you be doing what you got to do, getting it done. And you look like you be trying to help people too. So I think that's really dope.
Real dope. Trying. Some people act like they don't want it, but you can only do what you can do.
Listen, you always got them. Before we get into that, because I really want to talk about that, how can people follow you?
So y'all can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, or Tiger 21 Lily, Tiger Ram 21, legal drinking age, Lily, L-I-L-Y.
I like that. Tiger Ram 21, legal drinking age.
You gotta connect with the people, you know?
I feel you gotta make them remember. You gotta make it stick. You feel
me? They remember the rap. People just don't say that normally.
I haven't heard it in a couple of years. Yeah, but it was
exactly
cool, though.
Exactly, the automatic is. Yeah.
It was cool, though. That's what's up. So all right. So we're gonna talk about this post real quick, because I got to. Because like I said, you post a lot of stuff that I think, and most recently, you made a post, and I'm paraphrasing. Like when you have an opportunity for actors, right, and you ask them to submit, and because they know you, they don't submit. They like reach out to you directly, or just assume you're gonna reach out to them, type thing.
I guess so. I guess so. There's a couple people who's like, hey, you know, put me in. I'm ready. I'm like, oh, go ahead, too. I need your headshot. I need your resume. And if you have a demo reel. If not, that's completely fine. They're like, usually ask what's demo reel. I explain that. Yeah. I'm like, okay, send it to this email. Okay, bet.
No email.
I look every day of the week. Now I gotta go through a whole complicated process to get to this specific email. It's the business email for Chasing Time. I gotta go through a whole process to find you did not send one yet.
Yeah.
Did you want me to keep reminding you?
It's crazy too, because like let's say so when you move forward with the project, then they're gonna reach out to you and be like, I told you I wanted to be in it. You're like, really? Mm-hmm. You had every opportunity. All you had to do was send in the, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And you don't have too many times to me. There's somebody that's trying to hit me up for prior projects too. There was one time they said they're going to be there. It was just to support me too. They said they're going to be there and they didn't show up. I was like, hey, you coming? Nothing. Then a week later, they're like, hey, what's up? Oh, no. Because I asked you to come support me. You saw my post and said you're coming. You couldn't communicate. Yeah. Hey, my bad. I'm tired. You know, something. Yeah, don't radio silence. And then expect me to trust that you're going to come with an actual partner.
Yeah.
No, if you can't come to support me after you said it, I didn't ask you.
Right.
Why do I think you can show up for something that's important now?
I wonder though. I wonder sometimes what that whole thing is, like what the mindset is. Because I'm an actor too, right? Like I ain't acted in like years, but if I'm interested in being a part of a project, then naturally I'm going to submit for it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right?
So I always wonder. What's the disconnect? Is it just because we friends? Because I feel like since we friends, maybe you would submit faster than everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
So, like you got a firsthand look over everybody else.
Yeah.
Somebody got to share the post before the other people see it. And here you go. Not everybody on my Facebook. I got about 200 people still waiting to be friends. Yeah. Everybody keep me on my Facebook. Y'all got first look. Like, come on now. You better get it while you can. I'm not playing.
Facts. Or at least I understand like there's a friend dynamic. So if you submit and if you want a little more inside knowledge, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like we cool. But at least submit. At least go through the process. You know what I'm saying? I can't count the amount of times I've like had a project, it come out, and then somebody say, why you ain't tell me about it? I'm like, bro, you like the status when I was casting. Like, that was me telling you about it.
Thank you. Thank you. I saw you saw it. You see me, see you, see me.
That'd be weird. I get it. If you didn't see it, then maybe I could have maybe forwarded you the email or forwarded you the whatever, which I probably did. But let's say I didn't, you know, maybe it's on me that I didn't send it to you or make sure you saw it. But if you saw it, come on.
Yeah, there's very few people I would try to handpick who I think would fit it.
Yeah.
Now, from there, if I took the time to reach out to you,
right,
you better send that email. You do not send that email because I did more than my part by then.
Yeah. I just wonder what that is. Because I think on their end, it's more like, that's my friend. I'm an actor. They know what I can do. They know about and maybe I get that, but at the same token, I still need to have your email. Like I can't get out. Exactly. Professionalism, protocols. And for your information, I may not be the only producer on this project. I may have to let other people see who's submitting. You know what I'm saying? I can't always say, hey, I want my homeboy to be on this. You know what I'm saying? I can't always do that. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I feel you. I just, when you posted, I was like, should I like it? Should I comment? And I'm going to comment on it, by the way. I got a phone call right before I did.
Come on now, don't be scared.
I got you, though, as soon as we get off. But yeah, I was like, dang, she on it. But I've seen a lot of them like that. I usually comment on them. Spitting a lot of truth. So real quick, so I didn't know that you did catering too, which is wild because basically like, You're like a Walmart of film production. Cause basically you can like come in, look, I'll host you. I got the branding done for you. So, you know, we'll go ahead and package it up right. Then we go, I'm gonna feed you too. And I'm gonna do the score. And I'm a star in it. So I got it all. Like that's wild. That's crazy. How long you been doing the catering thing? Did I lose you? All right, let me pause it real quick.